It's been an active natural disaster season in the Midwest. Some of these extreme weather events, like flooding, are due to climate change, while others, like tornadoes, are fueled by factors like warm and cold jet streams getting trapped in an active storm. These natural disasters strike in a matter of minutes, even seconds. But Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports they can have many long-lasting consequences for community health.
It only took 1 minute for an EF4 tornado to rip through the small town of Greenfield, Iowa last May. Flying debris and fierce violent winds with a speed of more than 180 miles per hour severely damaged more than 100 houses. It also blew out the windows of the Adair County Memorial Hospital and sent a car flying into the side of the building.
You know, there were glass shards on our walls, so we had to essentially tear everything down, re-drywall it, and then repaint it.
That's Catherine Hillestead, the CEO of the hospital. She's standing in the medical surgical unit. She says every single department sustained damage. 3 months after the storm damage, the hospital has just started to reopen. Over the summer, some services were relocated to the elementary school across town. Hillestead says many residents have also had to travel as far as an hour away for care. She says even though these issues should be resolved in the coming months, she expects that terrifying afternoon to impact the community for a long time to come.
I mean, obviously, it'll be definitely something with mental health that it'll be a long-lasting effect. I mean, the PTSD, the trauma that was inflicted upon multiple people.
Sudden extreme weather events like flooding and severe storms can have many negative consequences for mental health, including trouble sleeping and depression-like symptoms. A growing body of research has linked climate change to mental health concerns. Scientists have not conclusively linked tornadoes to climate change, but the emotional impact can be as devastating as other climate change-related disasters. Tammy Jacobs is a hotline manager for Iowa Concern, which provides resources after disasters. She says often issues like post-traumatic stress disorder don't show up until months after the event.
Whenever it starts to, you know, the sky gets gray and black again, then those who've experienced tornadoes, they just start to remember that experience that they had with the tornadoes.
Jacob says many people also face ongoing stress trying to figure out disaster assistance options and what to do with their damaged home.
The majority of folks don't have flood insurance. Their homeowner's insurance will pay for very little of the things that were impacted. So just the frustration of working through trying to rebuild.
And when people aren't able to do things like properly dry out their houses after a flood or tornado, it can lead to other health concerns besides just mental strain. Alicia Vasto is the water program director at the Iowa Environmental Council.
Standing water in a home for a long period of time can create a bunch of indoor health hazards like mold. It could also create like a breeding ground for mosquitoes, which are, of course, vectors of disease.
Vasto says she also worries about drinking water contamination when floodwaters push agricultural chemicals, sewage, and other hazards into water supplies.
Private wells or public water sources where they're drawing that water from and have increased amounts of bacteria or other kinds of chemicals that would be dangerous to human health.
These health concerns will continue as extreme weather events have become more common due to rising temperatures from climate change. Maureen Litchfield is an environmental health expert at the University of Pittsburgh. She says policymakers need to create a comprehensive plan to address climate change, and they should work with communities that are affected by extreme weather events.
They might not call it climate change, but if flooding or tornadoes are their concerns, we need to meet them where they are, and we need to come up collaboratively with solutions.
She says until this happens, communities across the Midwest will continue to be hit with extreme weather events and the lasting impacts that come with them. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest, including Iowa Public Radio.